Mayor Bohensky and City Council members, I'm Alan Day. I'm the General Manager with the Brazos Valley Groundwater Conservation District, here on behalf of the Board of Directors to comment on item 9B relating to the City of Bryan Aquifer Storage and Recovery Project. City of Bryan has entered into a SWIFT Fund loan agreement with the Texas Water Development Board to obtain funding for an ASR project that ostensibly meets peak demand shortfalls predicted by 2040. The revised plan presented to the Region G Planning Group in December 2015 listed both conservation and conjunctive use as signature pieces of the project. The abridged application, completed February 5th of 2016, states that the proposed project addresses conservation. Further, it states that the annual volume of water produced and conserved by the project would be 4,960 acre-feet per year. In the narrative, it describes the project as being one incorporating conjunctive use. The Texas Administrative Code strictly defines conjunctive use as the combined use of groundwater and surface water sources that optimizes the beneficial characteristics of each source. There is no surface water aspect contained in the Bryan ASR project. There's an inherent loss of water in any ASR. Injected water mixes with native groundwater, creating a buffer zone. The Bryan plant estimates a loss of 10% associated with this project. The TCEQ requires injected and recovered water to be the same, thereby excluding recovery of any water in the buffer zone. The percentage of loss could easily go up once a formal study has been completed. The purpose of ASR projects is to capture water that would otherwise be lost. For the City of Bryan, that could include appropriating Brazos River water or using their own treated effluent. The intent of ASR is to create new water for future use and take pressure off groundwater assets. The Bryan ASR project proposes to pump groundwater from the Simsboro Aquifer, water already stored and in place, move it closer to the city, treat and inject the water back into the very same formation, lose at least 10%, and call it conservation. The BVGCD is legally mandated by the Texas Water Code to provide conservation, preservation, protection, recharging, and prevention of waste of groundwater. That's the reason I'm here tonight. There is no conservation or conjunctive use in this project. Finally, the board urges the City of Bryan to reconsider using groundwater pump from permitted wells as the source of water for this project and instead seriously consider using a source that creates new water, taking pressure off of our precious groundwater resources. I greatly appreciate your time. Thank you.